What is your message to farmers here at the 2012 Farm Progress Show?
It really is about letting them know about the opportunity that exists in organic agriculture right now. We've seen double-digit growth rates in almost every area of the industry. Consumers are really looking for and demanding more organic products. And that really means that there's the opportunity for farmers to think about it as an opportunity, as something to work towards, transition towards. We've had double-digit growth rates. We were seeing premiums in all areas. So now is the time to consider it, and we're here at the Farm Progress Show to help farmers understand what organic agriculture is and how to do it successfully.
It is not easy to be an organic farmer.
It is not what I would call easy. It does definitely take new management skills, new understanding. One of the things that we try to do is provide that information for folks and educational materials, because it is new management. You can't use antibiotics and hormones to manage your livestock. You can't use glyphosate and a lot of the chemicals and fertilizers to manage your crops. So it is about learning what works, what management techniques will work to control weeds and manage diseases. So yes, it definitely takes time. It takes reading. But this has never been a better time, actually, to get information. 10, 20 years ago, it was hard to get that information. Now, there's books, there's organizations like ours. You go on the web, you Google organic, and it's just amazing the amount of information that's out there.
How much organic agriculture is there in this country right now?
Well, again, it's a tough one because it's such a moving target. It's growing so quickly. They're adding literally hundreds of new farmers each year. It actually is about a $20 billion a year business in the United States. Again, double-digit growth rates. There's probably 10,000 or certified organic farmers in the United States now, and a strong need for more. It represents about 5% of agriculture overall. So it's still small when compared to the larger industry, but at 5%, that's still a big chunk. And again, consumers are demanding a lot more. So we expect to see it get upwards of 8-10% within the next 5 to 10 years.
Can you talk a little bit about the certification process for organic agriculture?
Absolutely. Well, in 2002, we enacted the National Organic Program and the National Organic Standards through the USDA. Prior to 2002, you had varying sets of rules. They were similar, but every region, every area was a little bit different. And we recognized as an industry that we had to have this unification. We had to standardize the rules. So Congress passed a law. It went into effect in 2002. The USDA now has one set of rules that all farmers follow, whether you're in Iowa, Maine, or Hawaii. And that really has helped because it helps build that trust for the consumer. They know what they're getting. They see this USDA organic seal on the products they buy. It really does make things a lot simpler than it used to be.
As an organic farmer, you are not suggesting that non-organic is a bad thing.
Absolutely not. Organic is a choice, and we really promote it as such. We fully recognize it's not for everybody, but what we like to show everybody right now is it's a consumer-driven, very grassroots movement. You see all the farmers markets popping up, the natural food stores. You walk into Costco, Walmart, any grocery store now, and they have a big organic section. And again, that's driven by this consumer demand, and farmers should look at it as the opportunity to kind of evaluate it for their own operation and make a decision. Absolutely not for everybody, but it's definitely one that pays a premium and it's growing rapidly. So for farmers in certain situations, could be a good choice.
If someone is considering becoming organic, they're already raising crops or livestock, but they're looking at going organic, should they go find that market first before they make that switch?
That's what I always recommend. You want to make sure that you've got a market for your products. But again, right now, the market is so strong that it's not difficult. There may be some regions and certain products where it may be a little harder, so you want to make sure you've got that lined up before you make any change, because it takes 3 years on your land to transition to organic. And again, there's a lot of new skills, maybe new equipment, new capital investment. So, yes, it makes perfect sense to make sure that you've got that market before you make those investments of time and money. But again, at this point in time, the demand is so strong that there's very few areas that there's not opportunities.
For how many years have you been farming organically?
Well, actually, myself, I am not a farmer. I do hobby farming. But I've actually been in the organic industry for about 13 years. I was actually an extension agent in Minnesota for a while. I did integrated pest management, which was kind of my introduction to organic, working with farmers that way. And then I started work in 99 with Organic Valley, which is one of the largest organic companies in the United States, and worked directly with helping farmers transition to organic. One of my roles was to provide information and to help make that transition. And then a few years ago, I went through the organic inspection training and then got into the educational side of things, which has been real rewarding for me because I get to work with farmers on a day-to-day basis. And I really try to match up those experienced organic farmers and learn from them, help transfer that information to new farmers. And so even though I'm not anything but a hobbyist farmer on my own, I sure respect the hard work and effort and try to make that a little easier for some folks coming into organic.
Okay. So people attending the Farm Progress Show can find you where?
We are in the Varied Industries tent. Our number is 9123, but you'll see us because we've got the big organic sign. It's hard to miss us. So,
anything else you'd like to share?
Well, again, I would encourage people to visit our website. It's a perfect starting point for information. We link to just about everybody that's doing anything in the organic industry. So if they go to mosesorganic.org, they'll find what they need.